Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is New Mexico District Director of LULAC, Dr. Juan Garcia, from New Mexico State University, Alamogordo, to talk to us about the upcoming LULAC New Mexico State Convention. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for the invitation, Emily. I'm really happy to be here.
You're welcome. LULAC, League of United Latin American Citizens, was founded in 1929 and formed because of prejudice and discrimination. Tell me more history about that.
At the time before LULAC was formed, Latinos, like many minorities in this country, faced blatant institutional racism. There was something called the poll tax. Before you could vote, you had to pay. In some counties, you had to take an exam. In some counties, you had to own property more than 5 or 10 years. Going to a university was unheard of. Finishing schools, they went only to up to about the sixth grade, even though it was mandatory that students would be in school. The system did not really mind if Latinos dropped out of school. Racism was ubiquitous throughout the nation. And at one time, I guess it was in the 40s or the 30s, there was an operation by immigration called Operation Wetback. And during that time, because the economy was down, the age-old myth that Latinos were taking jobs away was a very strong a falsehood that the country had. So they rounded up Latinos, regardless of your status. You could have been a citizen born here. They had these raids, and they would just round people up and throw them over on the other side.
Well, this is coming back again. This is nearly 70 years later, and it's happening again.
Yes, it is, because originally we were told that they were going to pursue immigrants with a criminal history. Well, now we know that that's not true. We're having dreamers captured. We're having parents captured. So, yes, it seems like a horrible cyclical event that happens here.
Well, LULAC was founded in Corpus Christi, Texas. Correct?
Yes, correct.
So it started in Texas, but is national now, and many large LULAC councils then, like from California through the nation. And here in New Mexico, one of the largest in New Mexico is in Albuquerque?
Yes. Albuquerque has had a well-established LULAC history, as has New Mexico. We've got them in Las Cruces, Carlsbad, Roswell, Deming, Santa Fe, of course, Alamogordo. When I arrived in Alamogordo, I heard from people that there used to be a LULAC council there many years ago. Well, I've revived the councils now, so now we have two LULAC councils there. But yes, Albuquerque is a big council merely because of the number of population there.
And we're getting to Alamogordo, since that's where you live. And you said you arrived there from where?
I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas, but I was also working as the assistant director of admissions at the University of Houston. And then I was the dean of students at Tarrant County College in Fort Worth. While I was in Fort Worth, I was accepted into the PhD program at the University of Texas in Austin. So I took that instruction, and unfortunately, I had to leave my full-time job to go to school full-time. And at the end, towards the end of my studies, there was an employment fair at UT Austin, and NMSU HR was there. The NMSU here from Las Cruces was there. And they said, well, look, Dr. Garcia, we'll fly you to Alamogordo. You'll get a rental car, do an interview, and then we'll see how you like it. I did that, and initially it was quite different. But then I've come to love the desert, to love the climate especially in Texas. It's so humid. But I started at NMSU Alamogordo in April of 2012. So I've been here now 5 years.
So you know the needs of the Hispanic community, especially in Alamogordo.
Exactly. And unfortunately, the Latino community has commonalities nationwide. High dropout rate, high diabetes rate, high poverty rate, which goes along with dropout rate, low participation in civic duties. So, I saw the same things that I've seen in other cities that needed to be addressed. And fortunately, LULAC is here to assist with that.
Well, LULAC is one of the oldest and largest Hispanic organizations in the United States, and focusing on the very things that you're talking about, education, civil rights, health, and employment for Hispanics. What changes have you seen through LULAC in Alamogordo?
Well, there's a couple of changes that I've seen, is that Latinos in Alamogordo now have an organization that respects them and shares information with them. We have started a voter registration drive so that we can increase their political stature there at Alamogordo. The population at Alamogordo reaches around 41,000. Latinos are about 15% of that. So while they're not a dominant number, they can impact an election, especially when voting numbers in Alamogordo are so low, unfortunately, no matter what color. I was surprised that a school board member won his seat with 25 votes. So for Latinos at Alamogordo, they now have a place where they can go to, especially with immigration questions. We've had two immigration symposiums that will direct immigrants on how to apply for their citizenship and start that pathway towards legalization. We've also brought some events to the community, and the state convention is one of the first conventions, LULAC conventions, that we're going to have in Alamogordo.
So this is the 88th annual state LULAC convention.
88 years and thriving. I'm the district director. We had our convention in March, and this is what happens nationwide. All the elections coincide. All the districts have their conventions in March. The states have their conventions in May. And the national office has their convention in July. So all these are annual conventions. And yes, this is the 88th annual convention that the state of New Mexico is going to have.
Well, you have some great topics and some headliners coming up at the convention. Fortaleciendo Latinos a través de la educación, empowering Latinos through education. And that's going to be Friday, May 5th through Sunday, May 7th.
Yes, yes. We're very excited, especially excited to have one of NMSU Las Cruces really outstanding individuals in Dr. Laura Spencer. And she is the director of the Chicano programs here. And she's going to speak at the Women's Award Luncheon. So it's very important for us that we recognize the contributions of women in LULAC, which they have always contributed in LULAC. They've been there in the marches. They've been there in voter registering people to vote. They, without women, LULAC would also not be here if it wasn't for them.
1945 in El Paso was the first women's LULAC organization.
That's right. And El Paso has a brilliant history as far as women are concerned, because our first female president, Ms. Belen, was the first female president of LULAC. So she was the pathfinder or breaking the barriers in LULAC. So we had the first female president from El Paso and the first integrated LULAC council in El Paso as well.
So some of the other topics, and also Santa Fe Mayor Javier Gonzalez will be talking about sanctuary cities.
Yes, he will. He's an outspoken advocate of sanctuary cities. And he's come out and spoken nationally, statewide, and locally.
And then we have U.S. Senator Tom Udall talking about immigration reform.
Yes. He's talking on Saturday. That's May the 6th at 10 a.m. He's going to discuss current immigration policy and what the federal government plans on doing right now. I really don't know if he's going to mention anything about the wall, but he will be talking about issues important to Latinos and this country as far as immigration is concerned.
Well, being that we're so close to the border and there is already a wall between El Paso and Ciudad Juarez, right?
Yes, there is. But you bring up a good point because we have so many economic ties with Juarez. There's, I think it's called the Tri-Business Program, where Las Cruces, El Paso, and Juarez business people get together and do things. Every morning you see people going across from both sides to work on both sides. So Las Cruces, El Paso, Juarez, we have a long, long history of being intertwined socially and economically.
Well, there are a lot of topics about immigration, immigration reform, immigration law, and immigration enforcement.
Yes, two well-educated individuals in this topic. One of those speakers is Cynthia Pompa. As a matter of fact, she's based here in Las Cruces. She is with the American Civil Liberties Union, and she's a community organizer, and she's going to talk about immigration policy, how that has occurred. And then we have a immigration attorney. Her name is Laura Armstrong, and she's based here in Las Cruces as well. So she's going to come in and talk about what is the immigration application process, how to start it, what to provide, and exactly the steps that individuals need to know for immigration. We also have a presentation that we have. It's under education here, but we're also going to talk to students that how they can apply to be Dreamers. There's a lot of high school students here that don't know the pathway for that.
So they're still going to continue that process, so to be Dreamers?
Yes.
And so they're not going to remove that?
So far, no. The one that's in limbo is DACA, Deferred Action for Children Arrivals. That was an executive order by past President Obama. And if you qualify to be a DACA student, you can work while you're going to college. And also you can travel throughout the nation, and you will not you will be deferred from being deported. That's in legal limbo at this point.
So Dreamers is still something.
Dreamers is ongoing, and any student that has been here for more than a year in New Mexico, graduates from a high school or GED here in New Mexico, they can apply for admissions and pay state resident tuition and qualify for state funding as well.
Several things that people can find out, and they can find out more information just by logging on to the nmlulac.org website.
Exactly.
And also register for the organization. A special dance is going to be helping out the students, and also the speaker on that evening, that Saturday evening, is Brigadier General Eric Sanchez, commander of White Sands Missile Range, who will be speaking about career and life lessons earned through a lifetime of achievement. And that's very apropos for the students as well.
We're extremely fortunate to have him address our convention. He is a NMSU alum, so we're proud of a hometown boy doing good. He's a brigadier general and received several citations and accolades for his good work. And he will be the keynote speaker. Yes, and that's going to be at the Cinco de Mayo Scholarship Dance, which is Saturday, May the 6th, starting at 6 p.m. And they can go online, yes, at nmlulac.org to see all the information about the convention. The one of the good things about the dance is that students from all over New Mexico can apply for the scholarship funds we collect from that evening.
The 88th Annual State LULAC Convention, Friday, May 5th, Saturday, May 6th, and Sunday, May 7th at New Mexico State University, Alamogordo, 2400 North Scenic Drive in Alamogordo. So Cinco de Mayo celebration with LULAC.
That's right, and benefit for the students.
And thank you so much for coming out and talking to us, Dr. Juan Garcia, New Mexico District Director of LULAC.
Gracias. Thank you very much, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.